You're listening to a podcast from 702.
But for now, we're talking about alcohol use disorder. The South African National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, SANCA, are going to be breaking this down because they wanted to clarify myth around this thing called functional alcoholism. And joining us now is Audrey Vermeulen, and Audrey is the National Coordinator of SANCA. Hello, Audrey.
Hi, Azania, and to your listeners as well. Thank you for having us on the show.
Right. So thank you for joining us. So alcohol use disorder, it's a broad term. Mm-hmm. And what does it refer to as far as the patterns of alcohol use is concerned?
Yes, so we're looking at a variety of issues here when you look at alcohol use disorder. And we look at specifically how do one diagnose yourself with a problem? You know, how do you know you have an issue? Mm. So we look at the DSM-5 as guidance as professionals, and we see that alcohol use disorders are categorized into you've got mild, moderate, and severe substance use disorder. So that also shows us that you've got 11 criteria that we look out for to see if a person has got a condition or not.
11?
Yes. Oh. So there are 11 warning signs that we look out for. And then from there, we can see how severe is your relationship with alcohol? Do you have a problem with it? And then it also relates back to what kind of therapeutic care you need.
I see. So almost as if you answer 8 or more of these questions in the positive, then you are severe. If you answer 6, you're moderate. If you answer 3, you're mild. I know I'm making light of it. I'm making light of it. But does this include under this banner, this mild, moderate and severe based sort of description? Does it include things like alcoholism on the one end of the spectrum and maybe what, safe use on the other end?
Yes, so we look at social users, you know, or alcohol users that's using responsibly. And most of our South Africans, we're satisfied that they use this in moderation and they know their limits and they know how to responsibly use this product. And then we have a percentage of people that, from a social use point of view, they get involved in harmful drinking patterns. And those are normally your people that would binge drink over weekends or when they go out with friends for an event. So you find that that is the harmful period, but it doesn't last for long periods of time. Mm-hmm. And when you do know that you do have a problem is then when you start seeing that this is becoming to you, losing control over it, you can't manage your own life, it's affecting your functioning, it's affecting your relationships, it's affecting your work, your school life, you know. So we really then start seeing the impact of it.
Right. Can we look at some of these questions? And I want to see if our listeners are willing to quickly just take, and I know it's an in-depth deep dive, that it's not a quick summary, but as you said, it helps one assess for themselves where they are on the spectrum of alcohol use disorder. And that will determine, as you said, what sort of therapy or intervention is required. What are the 11? Mm. And are we looking for a yes answer to determine where one is on the spectrum?
You've got to, first of all, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but there are a few questions you can ask yourself, and you look at specifically the last 12 months. So you have to also put it in perspective for yourself, you know, when the things start changing. But basically it's questions, for instance, are you using more than what you intend to? Are you mixing the substances? Say, for instance, you are using different kinds of alcohol at the same time. Also, are you maybe engaging in risky behaviors? You know, mm-hmm. So are you putting yourself at risk for being date raped or for, you know, going out to a place where you know you might be unsafe? We also look at functioning, you know, how it affects your work life, your home life. Are you able to balance your life at this point? We also then physiologically look at, have you experienced any withdrawal symptoms? If you do recover from your hangover, you know, and is there any side effects that you're experiencing? And then we also start looking at tolerance levels in the body, you know, so are you using more to get the same level of not, I don't want to say high, but intoxication.
Right. So your tolerance is your growing, tolerance it's increasing. Increases. Right. Yes, well, we should also say, are you in a situation where you are having rape ideation and wanting to enact a sexual crime?
Yeah.
So that needs to be important, as we need to shift the narrative, taking the responsibility away from the victim, but placing that burden on the people who do the act, who violate others.
The violate and the perpetrators of it, basically, because you look at that as well in terms of, how does it affect your impulse control? Are you able to manage your aggression levels, your urges as well? You know, so all of that has got to do with your self-management. Mm-hmm. Are you able to manage your own behaviors, your own belief systems, your own emotional state? And then definitely looking at deeper than that is going back to, why do you need the alcohol in your life, you know, and really unpacking that with yourself. What are the benefits of you drinking? Now, what is the payoff for you to drink? And as soon as one goes back, and that's why therapy is so important, and that's what Sanka does, is that we don't only make sure you clean yourself up, but it's also looking at the underlying issues and really unpacking that and seeing what are your reasons. Because drinking and using a substance is only showing us there's a deeper symptom.
What's also not talked about enough, I must say, Audrey, is the relationship with mental health. Because the behavior and the problems and mental changes that can start to come about. And often the question that I've often asked is, what comes first? Was there a mental health challenge that led to alcohol abuse or excessive consumption? Or is it the other? But the two seem to also work in quite a cycle together.
Definitely. And we also, when we have our addiction conference coming up now in June, the 23rd to the 23rd of July, we are tackling issues like that with mental health, because we're finding a lot more of our clients with co-occurring disorders. And that is exactly what you're saying, that we do see this as a trend, you know, in the clients that we see, that there's a lot more people doing this because there's an underlying anxiety disorder, there is a mood disorder, there's a personality disorder that comes with that. So we do see that there's mental health conditions. And especially now during the lockdown period, and we know over a year from there, we've seen a lot of people, you know, which they were normally just social users, they were now becoming harmful drinkers, you know, because they are trying to cope with the changes around them that's happened with COVID.
And that's something we don't talk about enough. But Audrey, let's take a break. There's an appeal that's coming on our WhatsApp line. We'll get to that as well as other calls or comments after the break. My guest is Audrey Vermeulen, National Coordinator at SANCA. And SANCA is the South African National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. And they say we need to understand the spectrum, this alcohol use disorder, and it is advisable for drinkers to assess themselves to see where they are and whether or not they might need to seek the help of a doctor, and potentially it could reveal other therapies that may be required. So 011-883-0702.
Spend your afternoon with Azania Mosaka on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
It's 8 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we're taking your calls as we look at alcohol use disorder. And within it is encompassed things like alcoholism, binge drinking, and it seems like it's a spectrum, you know, as my guest Audrey has been outlining. It can be something that exists from a mild to a moderate and quite severe use of alcohol. Audrey, thanks for staying with us. We've got Palisa calling us. Good afternoon, Palisa.
Hi, Anna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yes.
I was saying that, look, I've always been a drinker. I grew up in a drinking family, but not extensive drinking, right? So with time, it became from simple thing as wine with friends, it became spirits. And next thing you find that you can't go, you're always missing a hangover, right? And what I realized was a bad thing, it's when I become very confrontational when I've been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, unfortunately, I lost my job due to the pandemic, and then you find that one is idling. Just to sum it up, I have considered to go and see somebody, mm-hmm. but every day is tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And I guess there's people who are functional alcoholics who can still look like they're normal. But for the fact that you need a drink every day, I don't think it's normal.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So you are looking for help, Alisa, but you just there's just that procrastination around making that first move.
Yes. I mean, you always make an excuse. You always think that you don't need rehab. Then I thought maybe it's I'm depressed, but I'm not depressed. I don't know how to explain it further.
Audrey, what do you say to Balisa?
Balisa, well done for picking up the phone and phoning.
I agree.
I think that's an amazing step that you're doing. And that this is exactly why we want to do these kind of talk shows, you know, is to make people aware that there is help out there. And, you know, you can get the help that you need. And it's amazing that you came forward. And a lot of people battle to make that first step that you did today. So well done.
So this is a first step. So what does she do beyond this?
Definitely, I will recommend that you call us. I'm going to give you our numbers. I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Yes, you can.
But you can call us on 011-892-3829.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it.
You've got it. So they can direct you to the closest anchor center to you. And then you phone them, you make an appointment, and you go and see them and start your new journey, you know, with them.
Okay.
So they will do the assessment with you. And then from there, they will enroll you in the program and see whether you need an in or an outpatient program. That's very important. Mm-hmm. And then also to take your hand through this, you know, and tell you that there's hope, you know, and this is exactly why we're there, to give you this hope and to believe in you again and getting you back on your feet.
To the version of yourself that you want to be.
To that version.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So this is incredible. And you also need support around you, Kalisa. So look at maybe your family, your friends. Who are they that can support you on this journey as well? That's also going to be very important because you can't do this alone. You know, you need people to take your hand and walk this road with you.
And provide support.
Yeah.
100%.
Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you, Balisa. Thank you for your courage on this call. So it's 011-892-3829. WhatsApp says, I need to contact Sanka. I answered positively to all the questions. Time to address this before it goes pear-shaped. I'm like Balisa. I know it's wrong, but I keep procrastinating. Another WhatsApp says, I'm a social drinker, but since lockdown, I'm able to drink from Wednesday to Monday. Yes, work gets affected and I wake up thinking I'm done, but I keep doing it. I can't say I'm addicted, but I feel there's a problem. What's a practical way I can put in place? And you have given, you know, a sense of where one starts is to sit with someone and unpack this issue and then be given guidance and a sense of where to go. She mentioned a term that I was hoping we could look at, functional alcoholism. Is there such a thing? And, you know, is this a way of almost lulling or rather suppressing the harm of something by adding the functional to it, almost trying to make it better when it's actually not?
Yes, for us, it's quite a difficult answer because we believe it's a myth. It's a way of keeping yourself in denial about the severity of your problem, you know. So basically, a lot of people will say, I'm a recreational drug user, or I'm a functional alcoholic, or I, you know, and a lot of it has got to do with really being honest with yourself about that impact it's having and the role it's playing in your life. So many people will use that as an excuse. You know, I'm still being able to function. I can still go to work, feed my children, look after my family. But there's always a negative. You know, what is the other side of it? It affects your health. It affects your relationships. Your relationships can't be as in-depth as they should be. So they are payback time. You know, we may never use alcohol or a drug without consequences.
Without consequences, there's always a cost, as you say. Audrey, thank you so, so much. I feel like we scratched the surface on what is a much deeper discussion, and maybe we'll find an opportunity to continue it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That is the National Coordinator of SANCA and Audrey Vermeulen, just joining us to discuss alcohol use disorder.